Russian Blue.
Metal. After we invented the wheel, we learned how to melt the metals from the rock. And the gold rush began as we dug and drained all the gleaming precious treasures from the veins of the earth, forging jewels, coins, and wealth, hoarding them like magpies. Red hot like liquid fire flowing, a crimson burning river glowing, molten copper, iron, silver, slithers smoothly through the grooves, pouring into casting cauldrons, shooting into foundry molds, smouldering, steaming, stosh, the streaming gold is cast to form. We made tools from the new metals, and axes for slaughtering trees, and arrowheads for felling animals. We made ploughs to sow the seeds, and blades to cut the deeds, and steal the riches from the land and rightful owners. And we cast our wildest dreams into reality. Then we made dooming cannonballs to cast on human enemies and iron bars to capture freedom. Our bullets pierced through history, our Babel's titans sliced the skies, and we've made drills to bore the very bedrock of our waters. Now hard and cold, our steel towns gleam in the sunlight like blue ice. The shimmery promise of gold holds the core to precious pride. But the price of power is high, and now the golden calf is sold, and our hearts like bloody swords from wealth and greed are growing cold. Beyond compare we hoard and kill like magpies, merciless as steel, and the glowing stream of gold from liquid fire freezes cold, and our hearts become the stone that once we dug out of the ground from the gleaming veins of earth, blinded by the promise of its core.
Is Rosie about? Rosie, yeah. Could you take some photos? Yes, I did. Next up, we have Rian Toma.
Under my shirt, locked in my chest, is my heart. And in this heart lives a creature, a force, a teacher, a source, a wandering, wandering, blundering, pondering, sending, receiving, helping, deceiving, something that drives me, revives me, and thrives deep inside me. It flows through my veins, cures illness, numbs pains. It ends up in my brain, where it enters a world and transforms into little worms. And now this world, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could show you. This world is fantastic, bombastic, sarcastic, orgasmic. It's manicky, panicky, divine, yet satanically. The strings of my words move the wings of a bird as it dashes and dives through the skies of the world. And sometimes it sits, pulling dirt from the grains of my mental earth. And then it drinks from the springs which are full of the things I invent and augment to a certain extent, which ascend and transcends the presumable ends. And it nests in a tree where it rests fancy free. Freedom. Freedom. Thought-provoking. Ideas are like eggs. They are bred in a batch and then fed when they hatch with little worms. And then they evolve and they grow, some fast, some slow, and end up in a choir to sing the chorus of dawn, which is lovely sing-song from which poems are drawn.
Thank you.
Next we have Sean Murphy.
Time-lapse traffic scenes. Days pass us by like time-lapse traffic scenes. Grey skies fade to night and then back again. Chest is tight, back hurts, clocks are ticking backwards as I'm grasping at freedom through slang language and samplers. Car is busted, now I'm scribing at the backs of buses. Ad shells sell poor health and big budget blockbusters. Late night pharmacies, prescription poison in the suburbs. We're herded by murderers, turning rebellious outbursts to murmurs. Lair of the Minotaur, I'm trapped in a maze. Romantic Ireland's dead and gone and rolling in its grave as fat cats relish in this aftermath of fallen tigers. We're easily blinded by bright lights and blatant liars. Sat behind the tinted window, drinking vintage vino, serpent's tongue, sipping sacrificial blood. I worry of what is coming next. How will we fight for anything when there's nothing left? All good things must come to an end. Empty pockets tell of good times that were poorly spent. Days are passing quicker, but the winter seems to last forever. Cast out in the cold, we've grown bitter, but become so clever. Build morale through broken song, cause what I keep inside just can't be bought. I'm a cosmonaut, nothing but a spacer thinking commie thoughts.
Is Dara Breen in the building? Dara Brown, sorry, Dara Brown. No, Toma. Okay, say who's coming. Next up, Cahill Hogan.
Go to where dreams walk. Climb to the clouds. At the top of the beanstalk, you'll see through the shroud. So follow the rabbit right over the rainbow. Climb up the tresses that hang from the window. Make a trail out of breadcrumbs back out of the woods. Just look out for the girl in the red riding hood. Go tripping, trip-trapping right over that bridge. Throw the troll in the river if he challenges this. Sing all the dragons to sleep in their vaults. And never look back, for you might turn to salt. Never look down, for you walk on the sky. Throw this over your shoulder when danger is nigh. When asked for the password, give this in reply. Click both heels together and say it three times. Slippers of ruby, slippers of glass. Look for the beauty that none could surpass. Ask of the mirrors that hang from the walls. And look for the garden when night never falls. Treasure the feather that fell from the firebird's tail. Send your last arrow to the gap in the scales. No knife skins the lion except its own claws. So the buck of your hurl, send it down the hound's jaws. Wash your day wounds in rivers at the settings of the sun. Seek the answers to the riddles in the blister on your thumb. For with whirls and loops and nation's hoops and cries of hoka hay, blackout rides with the buffalo, a people come to pray. So sing with the bullfrog, howl with the wolf god, the hoof and paw and wing. For the tide will breathe Persephone when winter falls to spring. So undressed as a crow, the Morrigan comes. The cries will be deadened with bangings of drums. The snow will be reddened, but no, it will melt. For when the sun joins the battle, there is more to be felt. So pull on your armor, and follow the grail. Tie yourself to a stone if your strength starts to fail. Pull the ropes tight if you die standing up. Drink from the chalice and drink from the cup. But don't let the water slip through your hands. There's looms, weights, and scissors, and the trickle of sand. And the fates will eye the hero's tread with a blessing and a curse. For Judas paid the ferryman from the silver in his purse. So when you wandered in the desert, the devil for to see, you'll come across the ocean, craft a raft from twine and trees, and let the currents take your coracle, to the shores of Blessed Isles. For you go to meet the oracle who knows you for your trials. For that seed grew in her garden, as opened out of flower, whose petals four each carry quarter, the goddess and her power. And now we're compassed in that blossom. We are heavy on her stem, atop the root that brought us forth to take us back again. So kiss the girl who kissed the frog. Climb holy mountains clothed in fog, where youth's old fountain flows to sea. I'll follow you. You follow me. The odds are with us. The force is strong. The gods within us march us on. We are stories that we tell ourselves. The planets gather round. We are that tide, its rise and swells. The silence and the sound.
Next up, we have Fergus Costello.
This one's called Rory Gallagher. As a boy growing up, I loved to stand in a heaving, jam-packed Cork City Hall, waiting for Rory to present himself out on the board. Pumped up nicely in the zone, all set to kick dust and duck strut his stuff for us, sneakers, denims, red check shirts, for all the world reminiscent of some displaced advert soul brother from the Delta. Long hair caressing the strap of his beloved Stratocaster, hung low at the hip, gunslinger style, waiting nothing better on his mind but to blow us all a million miles. He moved towards the microphone, uttered the words we'd all been eagerly anticipating, let's go to work. And we knew he would, putting one straight up in your face, 2 hour plus, blistering shift, because that's what he did. And we knew he would one more time open up a vein and let the blues bleed profusely all over us again, because that's what he did. And we knew he would squeeze serious sparks from his once sunburst, now sweat-drenched, distressed, cherished strat that would ignite not just the city hall, but all those of us privileged to be crammed inside, causing the whole shebang to erupt into a flaming inferno, which even the Cork City Fire Brigade itself would not have a ping-pong balls in hell chance of putting out, so long as Rory remained up on stage, still stomping, holding nothing back. Still leaking relentlessly, Tommy Cooper-like, still shadow playing for us with the tattooed lady, and with every killer riff and lick showing us beyond question that pure passion flowing into performance can be a thing of unforgettable beauty, yeah. But it wasn't all fun and games on the road, you know. It wasn't all rock and roll. When the lights were switched off, all of us dispersed. Rory was left trying to find his own way home, wrestling with those tricky, devil in the detail, ambiguous bits of his unique, almighty giving gift. Did you ever wake up with those bullfrogs on your mind? Rory, 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 Rory.
Next, we have Judy Koo.
Eating disorder. To the age of anxiety, according to some, people are attacked by panic or comfortably numb, as prescribed pills rattle in handbags and pockets, the sales of bath salts and head shots rocket. This modern percussion of self-loathing pills has pharmacists dancing from altars of tins. I thought medicine was supposed to be about healing, the science of feeling, holistic care, becoming aware of how to nourish body, mind and soul, how healthy living starts at home by growing, picking, peeling, chopping. All this can be done whilst body popping to your favourite tune, your chef, DJ, private dancer, whilst lowering your chances of getting cancer. But should I work all hours and I have 40 kids? I hardly have time to take off the lids of the powdered soups I do be cooking. Add the list of ingredients, I don't be looking. I just don't have the time, and your microwave dinner's never done me any harm. It's very handy to have a third arm. We are witnessing a super-science epidemic. It's no surprise since the service is systemic, when the waiter wants to know would your child like nuggets, burger, sausage with their chips, 7-Up, Coke, or perhaps the healthy option fruit juice? Have you tasted that shit? There's more fruit than fish. A result of today's genetically modified ways. Ronald McDonald can go choke in his own vomit. Have I gone too far? Hell no, motherfucker. I'm a mother, not a sucker. And my child likes broccoli. Why? Because I put it on her plate from an early age. I want to dispel this myth that has been cast. In order to eat healthy, you need lots of cash. What you need is cop on and knowledge, so when your kids go to college, they know how to cook. Books tell us you are what you eat. I see a lot of processed people walking down the street. Who freak out when they hear Black Beauty is in frozen dinners? Beef or salmon has proven to be a winner. So let's bring it back to this age of panic. The future is in our hands. These hands hold intelligence of generations gone by, and how to knead dough, not knead dough to buy ready-made shite.
Next, we have Bubba Shakespeare.
There is a recession, and let me ask a question. Do you think it will cause a depression? You see, our tendency of late was lack of faith. I need to create status and keep up to date. And I'm through by looking new, feeling competition every time someone looks at you. Most of us are unemployed, but I dance inside. Because happiness depended on money. And it's going to be funny when the whole world runs out of honey. See? You have to then rely on people. If you take away money, will you take away evil? Sharing is caring, but if it's motivated by money, it becomes daring. So if you're lacking in the pocket and you're worrying, stop it. We can come together and not worry about a profit. We're in the same boat. Let's work together and float up a river of revolution. To me, recession means a solution. Without money, would there be less pollution? Feck it. It's only going to be bad if you let it be. Let's go back to the horse and chariot. Pick up a lariat. Imagine it. Imagine this. House 22 is having dinner at 8. Now don't you dare be late. 23 brings the veg, 24 brings the meat, and every other house brings themselves a seat. Imagine this every night of every week, a party and a feast and human connection. Imagine the recession symbolizing that perfection. We begin to grin, become our brother's keeper. No money fever, a helper feeder. Yes, I'm a dreamer and a believer. In goodwill, it won't kill, but while we're trill, then you can't be superficial if money can't be. Love is free, and that's what we seek. Imagine dining with different neighbors every week. Imagine rappers and poets, storytellers and dancers, entertaining the dwellers, dinner makers and chancers. It isn't ideal, I can't appeal, but maybe with revolution we can make it real.
Next up, we have Terry Dineen.
Oh, Terry!
Dream? I can't sleep. Did somebody put something in my drink? I don't know who I should be, or knowing you're there watching me. It's all a question of how you're willing to give, how much you're willing to give up or give in. Of habit and need, strength and weakness, work and pleasure, honor and greed, or is there something underneath like you want to succeed? Is that why we fight and disagree? Because I'm like you and you're like me and you're not happy and I'm not free and I blame you for being like me? The past draws closer as we grow older. It's a scary image of what we might be. I was given a blueprint when I was conceived, all the information written on my genes. That's the reason we fight or flee. It's fate, you see. Everything else I've learned and seen I got from other human beings like me. Any way out of this incestuous decree? The family tree? What happens to you? Will it happen to me? The future becomes my enemy, sticky and gooey, in between all this loving and caring, giving and sharing, watching and waiting, and winning and failing. We're stuck in a box, in a role, in a frame, and the thing that we want we can't get, we can't change, so extreme, so absurd and insane. The image of myself is me. It's the picture you perceive, the face, the hair, the voice, the genes. I should do something drastic to change how I feel, change my environment, my friends, my ideals. Get out on my own, away from the clan, away from the small-minded vision you have. I've stayed here too long, I'm caught in the weeds, entangled and knotted like the roots of a tree. Am I holding you? Are you holding me? I'm thinking of you, and you're thinking of me. I'm going back to sleep, escape to a dream, adapt a new posture, move differently, speak an unknown language, undo focus, refuse recognition, distort visual till my brain reaches a kind of oblique emptiness that evaporates into atmospheric dust. Some coloured sunglasses to change my view. Yours too. And a cigarette that's cool and sleek. I can't. I'm trying to quit 2 days now and I'm about to crack. How can I stop with the people I meet? There, I'm obsessed. I'm possessed. I haven't smoked it yet. Holding back for a good effect. Have I convinced you yet? By the movement, the language, the look, the text. That I'm stuck in a loop, on a vision, a quest to create an ego that's in love with itself.
So let's, we've heard from the 8 finalists. The names put forward by the judges were Julie Gu. Cathal Holden, yeah. Rosalind Blue, woo! And Fergus Costello. So now we get to do this all over again. Judy Goo.
Dear Society. Dear Society. I'm a homo. Homo sapien. I'm attracted to other homos. Homo sapiens. I am a member of the LGBT CuriousTUVWXYZ community, a group of people in society segregated by our sexuality. I am not queer, I am here, and I am me. And if my honesty offends your inability to accept that I am free to love the essence of femininity, well, I do not apologize, for beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder, and I will hold her. Her curves have been molded to fit the pieces of my life, society, which you have jigsawed apart. We fit together like art, but our love is no exhibition to be stared at. And if you are to say to me that God made man and woman to make child, well, I respect your right to be so black and white, but I am grey. And I also pray that one day you may awake to see that black and white blends to make me. I'm exhausted, society, from trying to suit you. My spine aches contortionist pains from trying to fit into this closet, from which I emerge terrified and alone, back into my family home to sit my elders down and reveal to them what felt like bad news. And why should I, society, come crawling to you to accept me when it is you who should come crawling in apology for building that closet and forcing me in it? In it? Why is it that you accept men to hold guns, but not hands?
Fergus Costello.
going round the town is there's a new kid on the block. Story goes the kid is hot. The street has it he's got serious Nazi mojo, 100% smack bang in the killer zone with a lightning conductor hardwired to his soul, and it is fully operational. Even the dogs in the street can tell the kid has got the lot. Knows a thing or two about worms, and he's well able to talk. I've seen him walk metaphorical tightropes and do whiz bang bamboos with linguistic tricks up on top of on fire lyrical high wires just for the crack, which lit me up and blew me away all at the same time. I've seen him juggle sound bites, rhythms, rhyme, and wobble bamboo sticks up on top of which were spinning plates held up to the tip top with a sumptuous feast of sonic celebration served up for your delectation, which would undoubtedly light you up and blow you away all at the same time. I've seen him. He's the cleanest son a father might worry about in the middle of the night, hoping he won't get too badly burnt as he learns to put matters on the fire he sits down beside to craft his awesome magical delights, freezing God particles with satellites. The kid orbits planets you and I can only dream about, and the kid delivers with lorry loads of soul a string of shining syllables, dancing cartwheels dropping from his jaw like diamonds falling out of his mouth. The scale on the corner hereabouts declares the kid to be a walking incendiary on fire, only desire to come soon to a town near you and unapologetically burn that town down. The kid shines, and he wants to shine on you. And even the poor blind three-legged dog with the mallet of his arse can sometimes be seen hobbling pitifully down around the docks. Even he can see from some considerable distance the kid is not just hot, he is blazing. Call the fire brigade right now. Hot, hot, locked, loaded, ready to roll. The story goes, the world and his mother already knows, the kid has got the lot. Thank you.
Cahill Holder.
Wandering blind in the metal plane, following fevers, I fought with the sun, for my fuels my fallow for want of the plough. But he apprenticed me to now, reciting how to stake love's trellis and start climbing, fly copper kites for love's lightning, I rain dance. My mustard seed grew magic beans, so I fight giants, and wait for winter to wane, blow Beaufort scales on the world's weather vane, and through this axis mundi will her axe upon me, for I will tilt till windmills wilt. to wield this will till fields are tilled, for I will tilt till windmills wilt, as fate deals with her many hands, and I count cards, I leave dry land and mount stars, so nebulas shoe my horse's hooves, and nip at my heels. Now at one, remove my seals, stop with the crucible, and meditate on a phrase, rip me up tight in the bright of a cave, till I seduce the infinite night, produce within alloys of light, quicksilver, surfer, sailor, spy, let sulfur's soldiers sail my sky, on comet's coattails soul wings fly, and bend to the wind that shakes the bough, kissing the bliss behind the Buddha's brow, within, without, what is not now, we walk the ways that weave the Tao. For life is thirst, and love is water, spirits, nectar, wine, and no fruit could grow who would refuse to be part of the vine. Another sun shines through the honeycomb and builds the heat within the hive, and there is nectar dripping slowly, molten honey of the mind. And I'm kneeling in her doorway and I pray to perfect bliss, to find the rapture of the moment in the laughter of a kiss. And I'm here with my beloved, in between the sun and moon, and I nearly know I'm nothing, and the night is brightest noon, and we're sitting in the silence, where love and light are wed. I feel the river kiss my forehead, and my winters go to bed.
Rosalind Blue.
Biology Drive. Oh, I love the luscious spree of the springtime ovulation. When life is waking up and she calls for procreation, how red our lips and tips stand to attention like raspberries, with excitement and attention that is begging for release. She demands me to bow to Biology Drive. I get dressed in finest laces, shapely outfit, and my face is set to go out on the hunt, seeking vernal stimulation, because my flesh is under spell with the wolfish sensual motion for the touch from skin to skin and the urge for satisfaction. I surrender to the power of Biology Drive. What my mind is set to find for this burning ovulation is the finest suiting male to release my tantric ocean. With a wolfish deep desire, juices flowing, set on fire, when a touch of hot skin makes me melt to the seduction, then I bow to the power of Biology Drive. And we know what happens now, that's in your imagination. So I close the curtains down in respect and admiration for this magic time of spring. So particularly strong. In the years within my rhythm, I have come to the conclusion that this springtime ovulation is a trick by evolution, and I bow to the power of Biology Drive.